With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has announced red flag legislation as a top priority for the 2020 session. Emergency risk protection orders allow for law enforcement with court orders to temporarily confiscate guns from at-risk people. It would likely face a battle in the legislature, even with its Democratic majority. County sheriffs across New Mexico spoke against a similar measure that failed last year. The state legislature reconvenes on January 21. In Colorado, state lawmakers kicked off another legislative session Wednesday that promises to feature clashes over a public health care option, road funding, and more. KSJD's Scott Franz reports.
This is the final year Democrats are guaranteed to control both chambers at the Capitol before the November elections. Democratic House Speaker Casey Becker used her opening day speech to outline an ambitious agenda. It includes passing a paid family leave proposal, which stalled last year.
We need stakeholders on every side of this issue to return to the discussion and work out a paid family leave program that is fiscally sustainable.
But Republicans are vowing to try to block several Democratic priorities. Patrick Neville leads the minority in the House.
If a new payroll tax is imposed under the guise of a fee to establish a state family leave bureaucracy, we'll fight it.
Some of the first bills dropping today would create a new state park near Trinidad, boost grant funding to rural areas, and forgive student loans for Colorado students who stay in state after college. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is KSJD News.